Time for our weekly review of state news. Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker is rejecting calls to testify as part of a gerrymandering case. Former Governor Scott Walker has taken on some new roles in the public eye, and Superior is moving forward with a plan to clean up one of its major harbors. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Well, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying he is not going to testify in this court case over gerrymandering here in Wisconsin. This case has been running for a long time. Why are his lawyers, I guess, saying he doesn't need to appear before the court?
Right. Well, so Voss was Assembly Speaker in 2011 when these contested maps were drawn. That seems like a long time ago now. But this is still these are ongoing legal cases over those maps. So, you know, in this case, it is true. State lawmakers are generally immune from civil lawsuits in Wisconsin. I guess the idea is that people could sue frivolously or, you know, not because they have a complaint, but just because they want to impede legislation. So that is Voss's side of the argument for why he should not have to testify. This is a civil case. Democrats' argument in this case is that Voss and Republicans have already intervened in related lawsuits. They've already hired outside attorneys, and they're sort of like already in it. and so to choose now to say, well, I don't want to answer these questions it seems wrong to them.
And he would be, if he testified, they want him to testify and release documents that were part of the process of creating Wisconsin's maps that are being, voting maps that are being challenged now. Is that right?
Right. So this is the one, you know, at the time that they drew these maps, Voss and the Republican leadership went to great lengths to keep the meeting secret, keep everything secret. They asked lawmakers to, like, sign non-disclosure agreements. This was top secret stuff. So as part of this lawsuit, there are materials related to that, with their lawyers that have been subpoenaed that they don't want to give up.
We're talking to Rob Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Part of our weekly check-in on some of the big stories from around Wisconsin in politics, the economy, and more. Coming up in just a bit, we'll get into another Wisconsin story, looking at a landmark in Milwaukee. The Mitchell Park Domes in Milwaukee plans to either repair or replace them. We'll get a perspective from historian John Gerda on that. Trying to reconnect with our guest, Rob Mentzer, and boost our phone line a little bit. You can share your thoughts on the domes in Milwaukee, by the way. Head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page and tell us what you think there, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Are you a fan of the domes? Is that a favorite family visit? Is it worth what it would take to replace it or to repair it? Or do you want to see a new similar project maybe in the future? We'll get some thoughts on that coming up as we try to reconnect with Rob Mentzer. Okay, we have Rob back. Sorry, Rob, we wanted to boost your phone line a little bit there. I want to turn to, that's okay, former Governor Scott Walker now has a couple new gigs announced this week. One, he'll be honorary chair of a group pushing for a constitutional convention. What's that all about?
Right, so the name of the group is the Center for State-Led National Debt Solutions, and they want a balanced budget amendment. Basically, they want an amendment to the Constitution that would require the federal government not to run a deficit. That would be a big change to the way the federal government does things, but this is the idea.
And Wisconsin has signed on to the group of states. They need a handful more states to do this, to call this constitutional convention. And so I guess Governor Walker would be, part of a cheerleader to get those remaining states to get on board.
Yeah, kind of. And it's considered it's an honorary chairman, but it's sort of a spokesperson role. And it's him getting out in front of an issue that is popular with a certain stripe of Republican, I suppose.
And then on a related note to what we were just talking about, Rob, former Governor Walker will be the finance chair of the National Republican Redistricting Trust. What are their goals?
Right. So, yeah, not to put too fine a point on it, I guess their goals are to try to maintain the hold on power that Republicans put into law when they drew voting maps in 2011. So, you know, what happened, Republicans had a wave election in 2010. They swept into power in Wisconsin, but also across the nation, and they drew, that gave them the power to draw voting maps in a lot of places. In 2011, this is, has been the subject of a lot of political fights, but it also objectively has helped Republicans in a number of places, including Wisconsin. And it's become sort of a Democratic platform position to advocate for nonpartisan voting reforms. This is a bit of pushback from the Republican side on that, saying that, in fact, Democrats want to gerrymander districts and that we should, I guess, stand firm on the voting maps that we have.
And then, Rob, the Superior City Council voted this week to proceed with an $18.5 million cleanup project for the water in Howard's Bay. What are the kinds of contamination people are worried about there?
Yeah, this stems from a chemical that used to be used in these big ships to prevent barnacles. You got to prevent barnacles on these ships. So this was before there was regulation of these things. It has since been outlawed, but there's still a lot of these chemicals have gotten into the water and into the soil in Howard's Bay, part of Lake Superior. And so this is part of a big national cleanup project that's aimed at trying to get some of these chemicals out of that soil. But it's hard. It requires dredging. And this in particular is an $18.5 million cleanup project.
We'll leave it there for now. Rob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, with us for a look at some of the week's news from around the state.